The room is dim, just the low glow of the TV flickering across the walls. You're sunk deep into the couch, half reclined, when she pads in from the bathroom. Hair damp, skin still warm from the shower, wearing nothing but your old oversized t-shirt. She doesn't speak, doesn't even look at you properly, just sighs, heavy and tired, and collapses across your lap like she's finally off duty. Her head settles against your thigh, cheek pressed to the fabric of your sweats. Within seconds, her breathing evens out, slow and deep, real sleep, oblivious. You wait. Count 10 breaths, 15. Her body goes heavier, limbs loose, mouth slightly open. A faint sheen of water still clings to her lower lip. Your hand moves first, slow, barely there, brushing the hair from her face. She doesn't stir. You trace the line of her jaw, feel the soft weight of her head, then ease your waistband down just enough. The first contact is feather light, just the tip against her parted lips. Warm, wet breath washes over you. She doesn't flinch. You slide in a fraction more, testing. Her mouth is slack, tongue resting flat, saliva already pooling. A slow, shallow push, then back out. Again, again. Each tiny stroke coats you in that heavy, natural slick. Drool starts to gather at the corner of her lips, glistening. You go deeper, carefully. The heat of her throat loosens around you, passive, unresisting. You feel the faint flutter that warns of a gag. Pull back just before it catches. She stays under, breathing steady. Minutes stretch. You find a rhythm. Long, unhurried glides that stop just shy of danger, then shallow dips that keep her submerged in sleep. Every time you sink deeper, her throat gives a soft, involuntary squeeze, and a thin trail of saliva slips down your length. The edge creeps close. You ease her head off gently, let her lips rest open and shining, a silver thread stretching between you. She doesn't move, just waits, frozen in that exhausted half-dream, while you breathe and steady yourself. When you guide her back down, it's slower this time, deeper. You feel the moment it tips too far. Her body tenses, a muffled, sleepy choke ripples through her throat, eyes open in thick confusion. She tries to roll them back, to look at you, but your hand presses down between her shoulder blades, soft, final. She lets the weight drop, gives up, takes it, quiet, controlled. Her breathing turns shallow and ragged through her nose, but she stays still. No sway, no fight, just heavy, stunned acceptance while you feed her, inch by inch. The rhythm builds, slow, wet. When it hits, you sink deep and stay. No warning, no swallow, just the heavy, pulsing release that overflows instantly. It spills warm across her tongue, down her chin, marking the soft skin of her neck and the collar of the t-shirt. You hold for a long second, then ease out with a soft, wet sound. She doesn't move, doesn't wipe, just stays there, eyes half-lidded, lips swollen and shining, breath shallow, like she's waiting for the room to explain itself. Then she curls away from you, pulling the hem of the shirt down like a blanket. Within moments, her breathing evens again, eyes close. She slips back into that heavy, silent sleep, marked, exhausted, and utterly spent, while the room falls quiet once more.